Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 487.5, up 3/4 on the open. July, 489, down 2.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 465, up 1.75 on the open. July, 478, up 2. December, 495, down 1. March, 504, make it 506, rather, up 1.5 on the open. May corn opened at 408, up 3 on the open. July, 418, up 2.5. September, 408.5, up 1.5. December, 404, up 2. March, 2008, 411, up 0.5. May, 416, up 2. July, 420, up 2 on the open. May soybeans opened at 757, up 3.5 on the open. July, 772, up 3. August, 777, up 2.5. September, 783, up 1.5. November, 796, up 3.5. January, 2008, 803, up 4. March, 805, up 2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 219.50, up 120 on the open. July, 225, up 140. May soybean oil opened at 30.60, up 15 on the open. July, 31.08, up 13. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 106.20, up 27.5 on the open. April, 107.15, up 27.5. May, 108.50, up 32.5. August, 109, up 15 on the open. April live cattle opened at 185, up 87.5 on the open. June, 97.10, up 67.5. August, 93.70, up 52.5. October, 96.37.5, up 20 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 66.15, down 7.5 on the open. May, 75.40, down 30. June, 75.75, up 10. July, 76.55, up 15 on the open. And May bellies opened at 105.40, down 87.5 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I wonder if your cyclical work is beginning to show that a turn is in order in these markets?
Well, timing suggests that. And yesterday's recovery rally off of some sharply lower levels was a step in that direction. Now, I think you'll be able to, it'll look like a cyclical turn has taken place. Given the fact that we've switched to our May contracts now, with the March having expired. So the lead dailies and the lead weekly charts will look like a cycle low has taken hold. Now, I want to temper the enthusiasm from that a little bit simply because we did break some trend lines in corn, and I think that is a concern, especially since we went down underneath the February low on corn, too. So the corn trend, the strong uptrend that we've pretty well had in place since last fall, I think we've done some damage to that. It doesn't mean that can't be repaired, but I do think one has to be a little cautious in here because That kind of validated the reversal down that we had here a couple, 3 weeks ago, as corn market may have put in a kind of a meaningful high, and now with the busting of the trend lines, I think the technical action is pretty poor. So the upturn, any kind of cyclical upturn, may be somewhat tempered, and one has to probably be watchful for an early downturn in the cyclical up phase. So one has to kind of be a little cautious in here. It's pretty much a weather situation, I think, at this point, of how quickly the corn crop gets planted. But at this point, the trade feels very comfortable. An 88 or 90 million acre corn planting is going to happen. And the weather forecast, at least at this point, suggests that it can happen. So, but we're still early in the growing season, the planting season. We'll just have to kind of see how that plays out.
The damage that we've seen on the technical charts, if you look at lead month option, we're well on the way of filling the gap left over from the January report. If we were to fill that gap, what would that imply to you?
Well, that would imply more negative bearish action ahead. And if you look at open interest levels now, I think we've had enough liquidation in this decline that we're probably got open interest levels back to where they were or closing in to where they were prior to that January report. And that January report is what really got everybody wound up on the bull side, because of the production numbers were much lower than what the trade was working. And then that said, well, instead of having a 6 to 8 million acre increase in plantings, we needed an 8 to 10 and then a 10 to 12. So, and I think the trade is coalescing at least around an 88 million planting, which would be, you know, up roughly 10. And like I said, at this point, it's pretty much a planting season situation, whether or not the planting season is conducive to a timely planting and a good growing start, whether or not we warm up and dry out and get some good moisture in here and get the crop off to a good start. And that's all to be played out here yet over the next 6 weeks.
Informa will have their latest estimate of planting intentions on Friday. The last numbers have been 7.6 and 7.3. They have a track record over the last 4 years or so of being actually too high with their numbers when it's all said and done. If Informa comes out at the end of the week with a smaller number than the one that you mentioned, which would be around 10 or thereabouts, does that add fuel to the fire for this marketplace?
I don't think so. I think estimates at this point are a mute issue. I think, like I said, the trade has convinced itself or feels very comfortable that farmers are going to plant as many acres of corn as they can plant. And that just means that it's all a weather issue at this point, whether or not you want to put, you know, if they can only plant 86, they're only going to plant 86. If the weather's good enough to plant 88, I think they're going to plant 88. If the weather's perfect, you know, they could plant 90. I do think the intentions are there to plant as many acres as they can plant. The only thing that would hold them back at this point would be weather, I think, Dave.
Let's turn your attention then to the beans. And the question I have for you, does bean oil lead the complex?
Well, it can if energy prices don't fall apart. And I think there's some concern that world recession worries, economic recession worries here in the United States kind of suggests that maybe demand for energy may be cooling in the distance. And if crude oil prices slips back into the 40s, then renewable fuel strength will be somewhat tempered.
What about the possibility that world veggie oil demand continues to be strong?
Well, it will be strong, but you got to keep in mind, even with a 6 to 7 million acre decline in soybean production. If you have good favorable weather, you still got adequate U.S. supplies of soybeans because we're carrying over 600. And if the market is worried about supply tightness in soybeans, it'll strengthen in the fall to encourage South American farmers to plant more soybean acres. So the market will, if it needs acres, if it needs supplies, it'll go after them, just like the corn market went after the corn acres this fall and winter.
Thank you very much, sir.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.